This episode is brought to you by the Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, April 2nd through the 4th, 2021, at the Sonesta Nashville Airport. We're going to be there. Will you be? We'd love to see you. Come and visit with us. Thank you so much for listening.
Are you in need of horror collectibles and memorabilia? Look no further than Nightmare Toys. You can find them online at nightmaretoys.com and on all social media at Nightmare Toys, the official store of THN News and the Horror Basement Podcast. Check them out.
Hi, I'm Bill Moseley, and you're in the Horror Basement.
Lick my plate, you dog bitch.
We have had a doozy of a day.
What an excellent day for an exorcism.
Here's Johnny!
Welcome to the Horror Basement, take two. Yeah. I'm one of your hosts, Johnny. And as always, we got Jim Jam here with us.
Jim Jam here.
This take two. I say take two because we're 5 minutes into this already. And Jim Jam, of course, didn't hit the fucking record button, just like Martyrs. Martyrs will eventually come one day. One day Martyrs will be here.
But well, at least it was only 5 minutes, not 45 yeah. minutes.
Yeah, like Martyrs episode. But for today, we're doing Wrong Turn 2021.
Yep.
Reimagining, as Jim Jam said, I'm take one because this is take two. I'm going to say this through the whole fucking thing. It's just going to be a thing. We got some food talk. I'm going to review a drink. Yeah. Does that make sense on the Horror Basement? No. But I can do whatever I want to on the Horror Basement because it's our podcast. Yep. We can do whatever.
Hey, I'm also going to talk about this real quick.
And we've got some Creepshow and Shudder Talk. Evil Dead Rise. Arisen? Is it Risen or Rise?
Rise.
Okay, yeah, I got a little confused. And what was there? I thought there was something else, but no, Evil Dead Rise, yeah. Food Talk, yeah, and Shudder. Okay, cool, yeah, got it. But first, my brother bought me this Redline Extreme drink. It's a great flavor. Yeah. I've already tasted it because I did that in take one. It's recommended only to drink half the bottle because it has 158 milligrams of caffeine. And it tastes almost like real grape. Like, I'm not sure how many people had grapevines in their yard growing up, but we did. We had blackberry bushes, and it tastes like a Concord grape. The big purple grapes with seeds in them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't handle that shit.
And the one thing about this stuff, because Jim Jam asked me if I'd recommend it on take one. That's when he asked me. Not this tape.
Shut up, motherfucker.
It has this beta alanine or alanine in it, and it makes you tingle. That's what's in pre-workout. And some people, he asked in take one, if why would people want it to tingle in take one, he asked that. And I think some people, I think, get addicted to that tingling when they, you know. But to me, I bought it some pre-workout thinking, you know, because I started walking, you know, 8 months ago. I mean, I could always walk, like. Don't get me wrong, I could always walk, but I started, like, you know, trying to get out there and walk, lose some weight. And, dude, I'm telling you, where my shorts would rub my leg would hurt because of the pins and needles that it gives you. Like, it felt, it didn't feel good. I'm just going to say that. But this stuff tastes really well, really good. I mean, it couldn't taste well because it don't taste anything, so it's not living. But yeah, it tastes really good.
The energy drink I prefer more.
Well, I've been drinking energy drinks lately.
Yeah,
anymore. So,
well, I'm a big fan of Body Armor, energy or like Gatorade drink or whatever. So, Body Armor now has an energy drink called Body Armor Edge. It has 100 milligrams of caffeine in it, and it's really good. So,
and it hydrates you. Calorie.
I don't think they have the edge yet on zero calorie. But I don't drink it much. I drink it at, like if I want energy, because I'm not messing with Bang no more because that has way too much caffeine, and I get all
300 milligrams.
Yeah, it gets me where damn I can't breathe good. Too much damn caffeine.
I don't think that
shortness of breath. No, I quit drinking it. Yeah, well, I quit drinking it, and I don't get short of breath no more. So, too much damn caffeine, man.
Just a weirdo.
You're a weirdo, weirdo.
The fucking weirdo. Okay.
Yep. Hey, real quick, what are we doing?
Oh, yeah. Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival, April 2nd through the 4th. We will be there the 2nd and the 3rd. We're going to have a table set up. It is at the rebranded, used to be Nashville Marriott Airport Hotel. Now it's the Sonesta Nashville Airport Hotel, or Nashville Sonesta Airport Hotel. But they're just rebranding it. It's the same staff, the same crew that's held the festival there before. And with it being back at the Marriott, it's going to be 100% better just from the year before.
Oh, yeah, because everything's at the same hotel this time.
Same hotel. They got rooms for rent and $125 after taxes and fees, because they got a special like $107.
Yeah, you're better off. You're better off calling to try to get that, because I don't think they have that online, that rate.
They do. I've rented it online.
Okay.
There was a mobile. When I went on my phone and looked it up, there was a mobile deal that was $107. That's what that guy gave you. But $125 for one night. We're gonna be staying Friday night. So, just come and see us. You need to get on the website. You know, just Google Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival. Full Moon Inc. I think is the website.
And if it's easier for you, they have a link posted on their Facebook page.
Yeah, and look at the way that they're doing it, because there's going to be like 2 hour and 4 hour blocks of time. You have to schedule the time that you're coming.
So that's what I'm curious how it's going to work. Like, so people can't do like come back every day. Are they doing 3 day passes?
I don't think so. And this has to do with the guidelines that are set up. I think this is the only way that they could get approved to do it. Maybe, you know what I'm saying? And they're trying to be safe about it. Masks will have to be worn. We're going to have some cool net gator masks custom that Jim Jam got made. And that's a pretty freaking cheap.
Yeah, $3.99 a piece
for a custom, and hopefully it looks as good as the mock-up image. I mean, we'll see. You know,
yeah.
But for five of them for $20, I mean, it's not bad. You know, really, it's not a bad price.
Either way,
we're gonna take donations for stickers. We're not gonna handle any money or give change or nothing. We're gonna get a one of them cheese ball things, I think.
Yeah, all
falls away. Because I don't eat them, and you know.
I didn't know what you were talking about. I didn't realize what you're talking about till now. See, I thought you were talking about one of those. Yeah. So you're talking about a plastic thing, yeah, container. I was thinking of an actual plastic cheese ball. No, an actual cheese ball that you dip a cracker in.
Oh no!
I didn't. What are you trying to eat at the table?
You would be the only one when I say cheese balls would think of a fucking cracker cheese ball, the one that's fucking with nuts and shit around it. I think I've only eaten one of them, had one of them once. That's the worst fucking things in the world. Not the worst things in the world, but they're fucking so frustrating. You can't just drag a cracker through it. You got to cut it off. Anyway, sorry. We're getting off on the fucking subject here.
Johnny digresses.
But it's going to be like 2 and 4 hour blocks. You got to schedule your time. So it's going to be a little bit different, but they're going to limit the amount of people that can get in at a time. So you will have plenty of time to visit with the celebrities and the vendors and everything. And I think, I'm not sure about how wristbands are going to work. I'm curious, like, if we bring our family, how that's going to work.
Yeah.
To hang out at the table. Like, that needs to be something. But, well, that's not anybody else's concern. That's ours, you know?
Yep.
We're also, is it April or March 27th?
Yeah, we're going to be at the Short Mountain Distillery with Haunt Seekers United Nations.
Are they going to be there? Cool. Yeah, and they're going to do, there's going to be, what, a ghost tour or something? Is that what that's?
Yeah, we're going to do a ghost tour. We're going to be set up on the stage. I guess we're going to record a paranormal episode, and hopefully, if everything goes right, we're going to have the Everyday Joe show with us. And
guys, the audience out there, here we go again. Another surprise on recording a paranormal episode that I wasn't told about.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? Surprise.
Yeah. 5 years. Nothing fucking changed. This motherfucker over here. But yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun anyways. I'll get to ask people why they only ghost hunt at night, like actual professionals. Why don't they ghost hunt during the day? We'll get a fucking answer from a real professional ghost hunter, right?
And guess what I'm asking?
Do ghosts wear clothes?
Yep.
Yeah, of course you will. Bring that up and one time. And Jim will not let it go, just like Bigfoot ghost did.
No, well, actually, Chuck Connery is brainstorming ideas for the Ghost Dick movie.
Good God. Man, I'm telling you, if you go back and listen, if I wasn't put on the spot, I would have described it a lot better for Liam.
Yeah.
O'Donnell. We did a podcast with him, you know, Skyline, Beyond Skyline, Skyline. If you didn't listen to that, go back and listen. He was gracious enough to listen to it and act like he was interested in it, which I don't think he was. He's a nice person. He's a nice human being.
He was just laughing with us, but hopefully I might have someone to actually do this movie, because damn it, I want this made. And well, I think it can be it can be in the same universe as Paranormal Activity, because the ghost dick is really the semen demon.
No, that's not. Bigfoot ghost dick is not anything.
No,
to do.
No. The Bigfoot
ghost dick.
Ghost dick, yeah. No Bigfoot.
Yeah, the private eye.
Yeah.
No. But anyway, I got you now. I thought you were talking about Bigfoot ghost dick. But so come hang out with us at Short Mountain Distillery and do some ghost stuff. First, we got to talk about food. That's just how we do it. In Japan, everyone, this is crazy. They're going to have the Strong Magma 1 pound burger. This son of a bitch is like Whopper on steroids. Like, if you're watching. And
so it's got four patties, some cheese,
and
probably some onions.
Onion and a spicy garlic sauce that will melt your face off. Apparently. Yeah, Japan's spiciest golden pepper is going to be in it. And a spicy, that's become the burger continue. Garlic flakes lathered in a sauce using spicy powder made by Gion Ahiko. Okay.
Why would you even try that?
Gion Ahiko.
Stop.
Known as Japan's spiciest golden pepper. But, dude, they've done some wild shit in Japan with Burger King. They had a chocolate burger. People said it looked gross. I don't know. You know?
Did you say chocolate burger?
Yeah.
Holy hell.
It's going to be 1,380 yen. I don't know how much that is. American or U.S. Shouldn't say American. U.S. is what I should have said. There's more than one America. But yeah, it's crazy, dude. That is fucking. I couldn't imagine eating a four patty water.
Hey, Bridget's in the live stream, and she said she'd try that burger.
I would try it. I would take at least one bite out of it. I mean, I wouldn't want to eat the whole thing because it's probably.
I might wipe off that spicy garlic or whatever it is.
No, that would be the only purpose to eat that fucking burger.
Well, no, but if you wipe it off, you'll still have that taste to it, but it just won't be so bad because there won't be so much of that sauce on it. Of course, I have to get rid of the pickles and onions.
Go full on.
Well, I'm not doing the pickles and onions then.
There's only onion. I don't think there's any.
Well, yeah, minus the onions then. I'll try it without the onions.
The onion, because just to cut through the richness of all that fucking meat. Good God.
I like a meaty burger.
I've never had a triple Whopper, or I don't even know if I've eaten a double. Whoppers are not my thing. Like Burger King's Whoppers. Ugh. I like a double burger.
Deborah, I used to work with her at MTech. I think she might know you too. She said that she wouldn't try that burger.
It'd be hot.
It'd be very hot.
Spicy, man, melt your face off hot.
Make that's you sweat.
I seen one article that said melt your face off. This one don't.
What if there was a
two slices of cheddar cheese?
What is it? Hot ones? What if they did a hot ones version of sliders? Where they just had hot sauce on a bunch of different sliders.
Fuck that. I've tried one of the hot sauces that was on hot. What?
She asked, Jonathan, are you making these? Is what Deborah asked.
No, this is Burger King.
Maybe we should make our own. What if we made our own, Johnny?
No. How would I even get that? Hold on, let me pronounce this pepper again.
No, not that pepper though. You make your own, but use that hot sauce you got that's so damn hot
you wouldn't. Jimmy, you wouldn't even fucking take a toothpick and lick it.
No.
Yeah.
Because I don't want my tongue to be. I don't want my tongue to burn off.
It won't burn off. It's fucking spicy though. Oh.
You said a damn drop would ruin a whole bucket of chili, wouldn't it?
It'd make it hot. I can't eat spicy stuff that much anymore. Like, I got off of the kick, and now it really messes my stomach up the next day. So, I do still like spicy, though.
Yeah. Not
sweat your ass off spicy.
I'm turning red thinking about it.
Anyway, let's move into the.
Hey, why ain't you got the awesome lava lamps going behind you?
Because this was, you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning.
So lava lamps are. Is there a law that only lava lamps can be going at night?
Yeah.
Just like ghosts are at night.
Only if you're tripping, or it's at nighttime, and yeah, that's what powers ghosts. Obviously, or lava lamp.
Looks like a big ass ghost dildo, but anyways.
Anyway, so Shudder. Let's move on into Shudder.
Shudder talk.
Yeah, Shudder talk. Shudder, this is on Bloody Disgusting, by the way. Shudder turns April into halfway to Halloween month. So, with new exclusives and new creep show, which a lot of people have been really wanting a new creep show.
Speaking of real quick, creep show, Joe Lynch, he has directed an episode or two on the new season. So, yeah, got some Joe Lynch episodes coming. If y'all don't know who Joe Lynch is, have you Mayhem? He directed that movie. A great movie, awesome. But yeah, anyways, go ahead. Sorry, Johnny.
Yeah. So it's going to be 2 Shudder original series. 5 new Shudder original and Shudder exclusive premieres, and an exclusive documentary and more.
Oh.
So Creepshow, which if you didn't watch Creepshow, it's going to be season 2. The first season, I really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and the practical effects were great. It's just a lot of fun, so I'm really looking forward to it. And people were kind of, I mean, it was the first one come out in October, but of course with all this bullshit going on, I think it's good that they're releasing it halfway to Halloween. That drink.
Was it kicking your ass?
It's kicked in, dude.
Are you hype? Are you hype?
Yeah.
You sweating? Is your head tingling?
Yeah, like it's starting to want to. I can feel it.
Well, I
shouldn't have drank that.
I'm getting hopped up on Mountain Dew.
Yeah, I already had a Mountain Dew Zero this morning when I woke up because it's like, I got to have some caffeine. And we already talked about this. We drink zero calorie because it's not because it's better for you. It's just because we don't want to drink our dinner.
Yeah. You know?
That way I can eat more. But hey, so Train to Busan presents Peninsula is going to premiere April 1st. If you haven't seen it, I haven't seen it yet. Ugh. The Peninsula. Ugh. Have you seen it? No good.
Boring. Hey, Bridget said she's excited for Creepshow. The first season was awesome.
Yes, I mean, it was. And Creepshow, oh man, I'm so.
I remember the holiday special one was really good.
Yeah,
we reviewed it, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah, that was good. The Power comes on premieres April 8th, London, 1974. Britain prepares for electrical blackouts to sweep across the country. Oh, hell. That looks good. You can look that up, The Power. I'm not going to read this whole paragraph to you.
You want me to read it?
No, I don't. No, definitely not you read it. We'd be here all day. People would be like, Jesus Christ. Did this guy go to school?
I went to school in Warren County, buddy.
The Banishing. Premieres April 15th from acclaimed director Chris Smith of Creep, Severance, and Triangle. And The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs premieres April 16th. New episode.
New season. Oh, yeah, new season coming, y'all. Hey, he's actually got I think it's in Philadelphia somewhere. I put it up on the website, thnnews.com. He's doing I guess he's going to be at a drive-in in Philadelphia. And oh, I think it was sometime in July. But if you want to check that article out, just go to thnnews.com and read that article.
And the 2021 Fangoria Chainsaw Awards premieres April 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Shudder TV exclusive event. That'll be.
It won't be, you know, it'll probably be virtual. Everything will be virtual. Because, you know, of course, not a lot of people are going to be gathering for stuff. Even though they could do it like convention style.
That's been around since 1992.
The awards?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Honored top achievements in horror film and television with... Oh, yeah. That's interesting. That. Boys from the County Hell. I don't know what... There's this 22nd. There's all kinds of stuff. In Search of Darkness Part 2. Oh, yeah. That's a documentary. April 26th. But, yeah. So, the Halfway to Halloween event. That's really cool. Here you go. Here's something cool. Every Friday in April from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern, members are invited to call Samuel Zimmerman, Shudder's Director of Programming, to discuss all things horror.
Wow. Hey, that's something else.
My phone number will be announced each Friday on Shudder's social media platform.
Hey, if speaking of that, I want to kind of do a little plug on our hotline. If you experienced something unexplained or scary, leave a voicemail at our hotline. It's 931-325-9755. Be sure to leave a voicemail. No, it's a voicemail. We're not going to answer the phone. I got it set to where it goes straight to voicemail. So, yeah, leave us a message and we will play it on there and I guess kind of react to it, I guess.
Yeah.
Give our thoughts on it and all that good stuff. So, yeah, do that.
Yeah, you go to Bloody Disgusting and look for the Shudder article, and you can find all what's going to be happening with Shudder in the month of April, halfway to Halloween event, which is pretty cool. Evil Dead Rise. Who's doing this movie, Jim Dam? Lee Cronin.
There you go.
Yeah, Ghost Train. Yeah, okay. I see. Lee Cronin. Yeah. People probably know. But he's going to be doing Evil Dead Rise. The Deadline Returns. or the Deadites return, this time with a female heroine in an urban setting as a Necronomicon. Yeah, like I'm over here, like that drink is unleashes its terror on a skyrise building in the city. Heroin will be focused on trying to save her family while navigating the dead infested sky. Hasn't that already happened? Isn't there an Asian series? Like South Korea, I don't know. I'm not even going to say, but it's from over in Asia. I'm not going to say what country because I don't know for a fact. That's on Netflix right now where they're in a skyscraper and the zombies are there trying to get in. On Netflix?
Not sure.
I'm pretty sure there is. So I'm not sure about that movie, Jim Dan. Not sure how that's going to work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Since they already got a whole series about that. Which, but that's not uncommon, though, where, you know, foreign films are remade for Americans.
Yeah.
They, you know, like, they make them to where more American and sometimes ruin them. A lot of times ruin them.
I also something that's I guess it's horror related. This haunt season in Orlando and Hollywood at the Universal Studios, they announced that they will be doing their haunts, and they have a Beetlejuice themed haunted attraction this year. So that'll definitely be pretty cool for all you Beetlejuice lovers out there.
You can walk through the conga line.
Oh yeah, it's definitely. Bridget said that most American remakes suck.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them, I mean, compared to the originals, it's always, it's not going to hold up a lot of times. No. But I imagine they'll have the one with the face, you know, where their faces are stretched out, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm sure they will.
Stuff like that, and I wonder if they'll have the Beetlejuice with his head spinning.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. I've never been down there, so.
Yeah, we went one year, and it's fucking, it's insane, man. It's insane down there.
I bet it is.
They, that park is huge, man. The first night, I had some shoes that had, I think I was wearing Nike Shocks that had a blowed out shock. So my feet got extremely blistered. So I had to rent a wheelchair the next day to go to Adventure Island because my damn I had blisters sticking off my foot about 2 inches.
God dang.
Yeah. Hey, Vessel.
Wear good shoes that fit.
Bridget, the Beetlejuice haunt, it's going to be at Universal Studios. And I'm pretty sure it's going to be at the one in Orlando and the one in Hollywood. I think if California's open back up by then. But if not, it's just going to be in Orlando. Because apparently, from what I understand, L.A. and stuff looks like Armageddon happened.
Oh, does it? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts with people that's out that way. Homeless just like overrun the damn streets now. And yeah, that gets into politics, so I'm not going there. But
yeah, I mean, it's expensive to live out there. You go out there and.
But something, you know, something that's going to improve our live stuff when we go out, we got a new mic. And it's a wireless mic. So no more Johnny. Well, I guess we'd have to hold one up. But, yeah, he can just hold. They can.
Tell that pop.
It's a wireless mic. Hold on. I'm showing it to everybody. But yeah. You.
What does it do? Like, where's
it's a wire, microphone? Yeah, yeah. It's got an attachment where you can plug it into a phone. But okay. But one side plugs into the phone. The other side just goes on your, like, back pocket. And you can clip on the mic, or it's got a headset.
Oh. We can wear the headset like, what's it called? One of them home shopping services where they're trying to sell you some rags, the ShamWow. You know, the old dude. Yeah.
Yeah, it's all professional stuff, man. The damn the wires screw into the top.
Hell so. Yeah. Did you try it out?
Yeah, yeah, I tried it out and I plugged it up to it works on the mixer too.
Damn. That's cool.
So, you, so hell yeah. This one right here, you can buy it on Amazon at for $32. Or no, it's $39, my bad. $39.99.
So that's not bad. $40 wireless mic, yeah.
Hell yeah. And it's got range. I think it's a range of 120.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and not have to be wired into your, which I guess you could do Bluetooth headphones, but.
Well, you know, it's more professional. Sound quality is great because I kept on playing with that, but it can go up to 125 feet from the camera.
Damn. Hell yeah.
Or the transmitter or whatever. But yeah, yeah, we got that now. So got that on our arsenal. So if anybody out there wants to help help a podcast out, donate to our Patreon or buy us a damn really nice camera.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Well, let's move into the movie of the week.
Yes.
For the movie of the week. Tonight on the movie of the week.
Movie of the week. Wrong Turn 2021.
And this is not your your inbred hillbilly Wrong Turn at all.
No, I'll be honest. I've never seen the original, so shoot me.
So the only thing that is similar in these, and should we do a spoiler free or should we just ruin it?
Oh well, hold on. Before
we can try. We can.
Mike P. Nelson, director. Mike P. Nelson, writer. Alan B. McElroy, starring Charlotte Vega, Aiden Bradley, Bill Sage.
Well, I got the paper from Lionsgate here. They said.
This movie is about friends hiking the Appalachian Trail are confronted by the Foundation, a community of people who have lived in the mountains for hundreds of years. This is a fucked up movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it starts out with, and they don't even, here's one thing, like a little, what's a hidden gem or, you know, trivia fact. They don't even have a beginning credits. It just starts the movie. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't even say Wrong Turn. They don't say Wrong Turn until the end, actually. I seen that on the IMDb thing. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's true. But it starts out where a father is looking for his daughter. And he's looking, and he goes to a couple places, but then it goes back 6 weeks earlier what actually happened. And these kids from New York,
this is also one of those movies that I consider a woke movie.
Yes, very woke. And well, it's an inclusive movie. Like, and that's just how it's going to be from now on.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this, I'm not trying to be political, but you got an interracial couple, you know, and you got the, and they're all like, what's the word? College.
College kids are.
Oh, I can't think of the word. I don't know why I can't think of the word right now. But they've all, you know, went to school, college, and graduated in.
As they would be called in the movie, yuppies or yuppity or some shit like that, I think.
Yeah. But anyway. Gosh, dang it. Why can't I think of the actual name? Probably because it's drink. But anyway. They're well educated to say that, and one of them has a nonprofit, and then you got the two guys that are, you know, two boyfriends that are a couple, and but they go to this small town, and I just don't understand, like, why you would go to a dive bar, like the local bar, when you're in a town that's who they think are racist, let's just say.
They're really not, are they?
No.
I think the way they say it, they could care less with their lives.
Well, no, that's the foundation, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, you're but right.
They come in there with the wrong attitude is what it is. They think that these people are backwoods and that they are racist. Like, the one guy just automatically thinks that everyone there is racist. that yeah. automatically thinks that everyone's homophobic. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this movie wants you to think.
Yeah.
So we just ruined the whole movie. You better go watch it. I should have said spoiler. But they want you to think that these people are a certain way. You know?
Yeah.
Because that's the way that the characters in the movie think. Because they're from the city. They're from big cities, you know? They've only lived in big cities. They've never really been to a small country town, I guess you would say. And the stereotype is that every country town, there's just everyone's a bunch of racist. You know, they're homophobic, yeah. they're conservative, they hate the just you know, they don't like the ways that the city slickers are. You know,
yeah.
And they go into this bar, and the guy says, you know, it's like. Well, we can guide you through there, and it makes you think, oh, these guys are going to kill him.
Yeah.
And, you know. For sure. And just, I mean, there's really no way. It's all going to be spoiled.
Yeah, well, they get into some they get into a gas station, and the woman tells them to make sure to stay on the path because they're going to be hiking. And fucking, what do?
Yeah, that's the woman at the, it's not a gas station, that's the woman at the,
The Airbnb or something.
Yeah, I think it's just a bed and breakfast, you know, the rain or something.
But yeah, she makes sure to warn them that, you know, don't go off the path.
Yeah.
Of course, they want to go off the path.
They took a wrong turn off the path, is what they did.
Yeah, one thing about this movie, the only thing this movie shares with the original is the name, and the writer of the movie, and that's it.
Yeah, because what it is the foundation is a group of people.
Kind of like The Village. It's a group of people that don't want to be involved in the world no more.
Exactly.
Because they think the world is just complete shit, which, you know, they're not wrong. But
The foundation on which a new nation would be built.
So they have their own laws and everything, right?
Yeah, and what it was is they could see the fall of America. So 12 families, a dozen families, went up into the hills and created their own community that's self-sustaining. They hunt. They got their own language, you know, clean water. They don't have disease in their family or in their community. They take care of each other, and everyone works, and everyone abides by their laws, you know.
If this really happened, which I'm sure there is actually people like this or groups, the government, of course, is going to want to come in because they're not being governed. And they, you know, of course, shit, I don't need to get into that. But anyways,
automatically come in. I mean,
they almost look at it as, oh, yeah. So, well, I'm sure that they probably do that so they can keep it. But, what was I going with that? Almost like a cult.
Yeah.
When I'm watching this movie, after you see the foundation, you realize that it pretty much is a cult. Yeah. There's a leader. There's a leader, of course, and like any of them. So, yeah. The foundation is a cult.
Yeah, and what it is when America falls and the country, you know, Armageddon happens. Sorry, my cat meow. They're going to set up shop and repopulate or, you know, take back over, whatever. Yeah. But they go off the trail and when the log falls, you know what I'm saying? When they go off trail looking for like an old Civil War fort.
Yeah.
That Darius wants to find. But they're walking and they're lost and they think they see someone, you know, the classic. And a lot of this has a lot of tropes, you know what I'm saying? Like old tropes, whatever. But a tree just comes flying down the freaking side of the hill. How is that not pushed?
True.
You know, and dude's face just gets crushed.
His whole body gets crushed.
Yeah. Like just, I mean, and it's Gary, and his boyfriend, is just, I couldn't imagine just sitting there looking at him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, his face is all, oh man, it's.
Yeah, and Luis is his boyfriend, and he's just there looking at him, and I'm just like, all right, there's no way that I would sit there and look at the one that I loved, you know, and just see their face just like, you could never be able to get that out of your mind, you know? And what happens to Luis later on, just Jesus. The foundation is fucked up, man. I just don't see how they're all fucking high, mighty, and righteous, but yet, I don't know.
They don't like no one going against their beliefs and stuff.
But my thing is their reasoning on things, they're even worse than what society is.
That's what it seems like.
Outsiders. Because they find, so they go camp, and then here's one thing. We'll get back on the actual track of this movie. They're walking, the next thing you know, it's just pouring down rain. You know, it's like, why wouldn't, like, you didn't look at the fucking weather before you went hike part of the Appalachian Trail? Like, you're just doing it for a weekend. You didn't go look at the weather to see that it's going to fucking rain. Like, no one does that. You know what I'm saying? You don't go on the weekend that it's just going to pour down. Anyway, that was one thing. But they camp out, and all their phones are stolen. Makes no fucking sense. Somebody gets into the fucking tent. It makes no sense. It's pouring down rain. You just seen one of your best friends smashed, and you sleep so good. And the thunder and the lightning outside, you sleep so good in a fucking tent that someone sneaks into your tent and goes through all your bags and steals your fucking phones. What?
Yeah.
That was pretty stupid. I mean, I know you got to get rid of their cell phone somehow, but wouldn't it make more sense when they rolled down a hill running from that log that wasn't even that steep of a hill or didn't look like it when they were walking it?
That their phones might have got broke or fell off?
Yeah. And lost.
Yeah.
Like, that would have made 100% more sense. Maybe not 100%, but just, I don't know. Maybe that's nitpicky.
But yeah, it goes downhill from there. They see a little girl that's from the thing, and of course the guy, he's all fucking angry and wants to chase.
Yeah, because Mila, his girlfriend, Mila, Adam's girlfriend, is
We're not talking about the original.
No, we're not talking about the original.
No, I'm just trying to make a joke.
Oh, but Mila just turns up missing, which is another kind of like, eh. And then he goes running after her. Well, he gets snared into a trap, which makes you think. And see, this is everything in this movie, spoiler, is making you think that it's one thing, but it's not.
Yeah.
Supposedly not. I'm not 100% sure if that's true, because they set up booby traps. So, for outsiders, it's not for fucking animals. You don't. It's why a lot of it just.
That's one thing that I didn't understand is the fact that, was it Mila? The one that went off? They were out screaming for her and looking for her, but yet they couldn't find her. Yeah. She didn't hear them and nothing. Well, then she just pops up.
Yeah. So, dude, Adam gets snared and dragged into a hole. And then next thing you know, they find a barn with all these fucking hikers, backpacks and tools and cell phones and what was the BlackBerry? They had a BlackBerry there, old cell phones, like it, old cameras. Like, this shit's been going on for decades. You know what I'm saying? And so they think, you know, these people are killing people out in the woods. And they see their friend being hauled, like, you know, tied up to a pole, feet and legs tied up to a pole. And they're carrying him. You know, one, two guys are got him like a freaking dead animal.
Yeah, it looked like he's about to be roasted over a fire or something.
Yeah, like that. And got a hood on his head, which, they go run out there. Darius runs out there with look like a hiking, like, axe, but tells them to drop him, you know, let him go. And they drop him, and they can't speak English. They speak, whoa, Tucker, stop. God damn, dude, go on. That shit. Fucking pulled the damn wire. Fucking God. Anyway, sorry. Tucker fucking fucked me up right there. But
that kind of will get brought up again when that, because that would be there'd be an investigation in the and all that.
Yeah, and they drop him, and then next thing you know, they're arguing with him, and dude fucking hops up. Adam hops up with the log, finds a log, and bashes the living shit out of one of them dudes. Because they have like camo on, like leaves and shit, and skulls on their head, like animal skulls on their head. And they look like a backwoods fucking murderers, you know, which is what this movie wants you to think.
You know, someone brought it up to me that those people kind of remind them of the Wendigo.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, that, yeah. I see that. And he bashes dude's head in. I mean, just bashes it in. And then Mila just shows up. You know?
They think, at first, they're like, fuck, is this a ghost or something?
Yeah, and she's like, what's going on? She's like, they're like, well, did you not hear us yelling? Yeah, but I could see these two guys that were dressed up in a camouflage with horns on, and I hid, and I could hear you yelling, but I couldn't answer back because what if they tried to get me? And I'm just like, okay, so Mila's in on it. You know, somehow, that's what they want you to think. Mila's in on it. He was being sent out to bring people in, you know, new fucking, new blood, you know?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, they're hiking. They're continuing to walk. They're lost. They start coming after them, and they run, and old Mila falls in a fucking hole. She's not in on it.
Yeah, the hole has them spikes in it. And what was it? Before her boyfriend told her, because he left her before somewhere. Yeah. And then
down the hill, she's like, "You left me when that log was coming." He ran. He's a little bitch. He just ran off.
Like that guy at Full Moon Festival with a tent about flew away.
Yeah.
Anyways. But but he was sitting there, and I think he thought in his head that there's all she's gonna do is slow him down.
Yep.
And she's probably gonna die anyways, is what he was thinking. So he's like, "Yeah, fuck you, bitch. Bye."
Yeah, I'm gonna go get help. Well, there's nothing he can do. I mean,
yeah, but in her mind, though, you know, it's supposed to be her boyfriend. Like,
fuck you, don't, you know. So then dude shows up, shoots her in the head with an arrow. And they all get caught, you know how it goes. Eventually they all get caught, you know, they're running through the woods and blah, blah. And they get put in the little holes and told to shut up. Kind of like, and it's all, we've all seen this movie, like parts of this tropes and all that, I guess you'd call them.
Yeah.
Scenes like, you know, they're putting like a little cage hole in the ground, and they all come out and they lead them to trial, you know, bring them through town, and they bring them to Venable? I guess that's his name.
Oh, yeah, the leader.
Yeah, no, Bill Sage. Which I guess she. Anyway, the girl, she's greeted by a woman when they open the cage. Her name's Edith, and she had bought a little bracelet off of her in town.
Yeah.
And he's the daughter. She's the daughter of the leader. Which I didn't think they were allowed to go to town, but I guess they were. Some of them are allowed to go to town. Not all of them are. And their own trial for Adam killing the one dude, bashing dude's head in, and only person that can talk is Jen. In the trial, they get pissed off because one dude gets stabbed, right? Because Louis, I think they stab him or something. They're going to because he talks out of turn or something. They hit him. That's right. But their own trial, and if their trial is, you know, Adam's got to pay, and Jen has to tell the truth what she's seen, because the brother comes in speaking whatever language that is, tells him that, oh, they were just hunting for moose and elk. He got caught in a snare trap and drug into the hole where they do that so predators can't eat the animal. You know, they got an explanation for this. And they were only going to carry him down the mountain to safety.
But that's what I understand, why they would carry him like that. And why would they have to, if he was drugged, surely he could have walked.
Yeah, they could have woke him up. But they said he was knocked out and hurt real bad. But he wasn't hurt real bad. Like, all this is just, he wasn't hurt real bad. And you're actively trying to kill people with booby traps out there.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes, you know, but they're all, you know, mightier than thou, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're all high and mighty. It's their law out there, and they just see themselves as better than the real world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where he explains, you know, like, here no one has a disease. There's no cancer there because all their meat is pure and fresh, and their water is fresh, and they eat, you know, organic vegetables, you know. Why would anywhere else be better? And, of course, she takes up for him, said that he didn't kill him, so they all have to suffer now because she fucked up and did that.
Yeah.
But she claimed it was self-defense, you know, it was all a misunderstanding. So they get old Adam and they bash his fucking head in. I mean, eventually, you know.
Then we get, what's the next one? What the fuck's his name?
Luis.
Yeah, Luis. Did he do something
he tried to run. What happened was they bashed the head in, and then they told them, well, your sentence is you're going to be in darkness where you can hear no evil, speak no evil, and see no evil because of the lie that you told. Because if she would have told the truth, I think it still would have happened. I mean, it's not going to matter. And
so they got a hot poker.
Yeah, they got a hot poker. Luis goes running, and they throw a knife at him, stab him, get him. And they fucking take your eyes, hot poker to the eyes, and then shove you in a fucking, like, cave in the ground, like in the mountain, and just let you wander around and just fucking die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Become a cannibal. And I guess that's where the cannibals come in. Because they start eating themselves and other people in there, I guess. But they just let you fucking just wither away. And that's what I just don't understand that.
Yeah, maybe he felt like them killing them was against what they do or something. Maybe, I don't know.
I mean, you treat people like this, but yet you think you're better than the rest of the world.
Well, then
turn Darius, and by telling them, you know, Darius can build infrastructure and keep your stuff up, and it's a problem solver, and you know. Just all this stuff, you know, he runs a nonprofit and he builds and da-da-da. And she offered herself up. She could be a wife for someone. And they let him live, you know. And I don't know. She becomes the wife of the leader. And then
it pops up. It goes back to her dad, right?
Yeah, back to her dad. And this is a long ass fucking movie. I'm not gonna lie.
We'll kind of just go quick with the dad part. He's
looking for her and he finds her. He finds somebody that'll take him up to the mountains. But he gets the shit beat out of him first by the locals.
Yeah.
And the cops don't do nothing because the locals tell him, you know, you need to get out of here. Your girl's dead. Which makes you think the locals are in on it. Here's another thing. Yeah. And he finds someone, pays someone $5,000 to bring him up the mountain because they hate him too. They don't like the foundation because, well, they kill their kids around there.
Yeah.
You know? And he gets up the mountain. Well, old dude that he fucking has, him and his son, to bring him up there to the foundation, they can hit a booby trap and die.
Yeah.
But the dad keeps going. Gets the pistol off of him, the revolver, and eventually he finds the town and they're just surrounding him. He gets shot by his daughter, Jen, and with an arrow. It's been like 7 weeks, and she's a fucking
A professional bow.
Yeah, archer. She's a professional fucking archer now. She's a hunter extraordinaire. It's another. And they're going to kill him. Or in the morning, they're going to blind him too and just throw him in the fucking hole.
Yeah.
But Jen breaks him out. They find Ruthie. They can't get out the gate because it's locked. They find Ruthie. And Ruthie's out there just wandering around weird. And she chose him. This way out is through that cave where everyone's blinded.
And, so they're going through that cave and they see Luis. And then instead of fucking, because he's physical, the only thing that's wrong with him really is his eyes.
Yeah.
All she had to do is grab him. But instead, she fucking shoots him in the head.
Well, but they couldn't really grab him because how would they bring him out?
He can walk.
Yeah, but it's dark. There's no way to really get him out. You know, he's going to slow you down. You're going to get caught by them. Every man for themselves at this time. I mean, and plus the trauma.
Yeah, that's also kind of what I thought when it happened. She's just like, there was no fucks given in that point, and she just was like, pow, done.
Yeah, I mean, and that was more humane than
letting him
just rot away in there. But he might not have been able to walk because it's been 7 weeks with no food. He had like a little piece of bread, you know, malnourished, fucking can't.
True.
Anyway. So they're running and they get in the woods and then the foundation comes after them and they get out. And then the guys that from town that beat the shit out of dude, help him get out. He's like, look, explains to him, we beat you up to try to get you away from the foundation. My nephew went missing 6 years ago and I haven't found him since. We hate the foundation.
So yeah, they was hoping that he would just gave up, but
he didn't. And then they get out and it's like, hell yeah, they got out and there's still 20 minutes left in this fucking movie. It's like, Jesus Christ, man. And, she accepts the job from her dad. He's a contractor and she goes back, drops off some paperwork or, whatever them scrolls, plan for the house. Architecture plans for the house and comes back.
Blueprints.
There you go. And old Venable is there, the leader. Back to the house.
With his daughter.
With Ruthie.
Yeah, yeah.
Claims that it's his daughter and that they're going to buy a house and that he's friends with Scott, her dad. And she's all inviting them to have pizza and shit for that night. And don't know. And she tells them, if you don't hurt the family, I'll go with you. And that's what happens. She goes with him. And then as you continue to watch while the credits go, she's a fucking beast.
She wrecks the RV.
Gets out and stabs the motherfucker.
Stabs two.
Yeah, well, I mean, at first she comes out that thing stabbing someone. And then, dude, the leader, he's hurt. I think she's already stabbed him in the neck or something. And he's running, and she just fucking just over and over, like she did before. Special effects in this were really good. The movie was long.
Yeah,
it's too long for me. I'll be honest. I fast forward through parts of it where they're just fucking hiding in the damn forest. You know what I'm saying? Because that's all it was. Them hiding So, and it just comes out with Ruthie comes up to her, like she did through the whole movie, grabs her hand, and they walk off.
And that's it.
And that's it. this movie is long for me.
I think this movie could have probably definitely been a, how long was it? I think
it's 1 hour and 52 minutes.
Yeah, they could definitely have this an hour and a half, maybe a little less. Hour and 30 minutes.
I can see why it was an hour and 52 minutes because to get everything in, you know what I'm saying? Like it kind of needed to be.
Yeah.
So, but it just felt long. The third act kind of dragged a little bit for me. But, I mean, it's not a bad movie though.
I got a feeling there'll be a Bronx Turn 2 though. it definitely left the ending like it could be.
Well, yeah, because of the foundation now, she killed the leader.
Yeah, and they're still there up there, so someone else is going to take over. And was her boyfriend, he stayed.
Yeah, he stayed because he said...
what if he takes over?
These people want me here.
And that's what... And he was wanting to do something like that anyways. Something similar, wasn't he? Kind of?
Yeah, he worked for a nonprofit, or he had one. But I think it's like, he's like, these people see me.
Yeah, they know what he's about, and they understand him.
And they want him to be there. He feels like he's a part of it. They appreciate him there. Unlike living in New York or wherever, you know, you're not appreciated. You're not wanted because you're one of millions, you know. You're not as important. Which I could see where someone, you know, that's like you said, as a cult, you know, you're still wanted. So makes sense, you know. But not a bad movie.
Definitely check it out. This is gonna be a part of my review or our review. The Blu-ray is $21.99, DVD $19.99. It also has special features of deleted scenes, extended scenes, Monster Among Us, Making Wrong Turn featurette, the trailer, and a feature-length audio commentary with the director Mike P. Nelson.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, you can buy it wherever, stream it wherever. You know where to get it. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, appreciate you listening. Make sure to follow us on all of our social media.
Yeah, Beyond the Basement, or the Horror Basement and Beyond the Basement are the same Instagram now. So I call it the Horror Basement Podcast and Beyond.
Yeah. So, and go check out, we've been doing a lot of Beyond the Basement stuff. Just because, why not? Yeah. It's our podcast. We can do whatever we want to. We appreciate you listening, though, and taking time out of your day. We hope you're all doing well and stay insane.
And if you can, if you want to help us out, try to grow more, become a patron. Or you can also buy the Whispers in the Walls book. It's available now. And if you got a story or you just want to tell us any comments or concerns or whatever, leave us a voicemail at 931-325-9755. That's our little hotline we got set up. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And come check us out the 27th at Short Mountain Distillery for the Ghost Tour and all that. And Full Moon Tattoo and Horror Festival.
Yeah, April 2nd and 3rd. We will have stickers and pins.
Yep.
So you donate $1, you know, you can get a sticker. Donate $2 and get a pin.
Hell yeah.
So.
Well, that's all we got, Johnny. We out.
Peace.
Now it's time to say goodbye to the Basement Guys again. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. You're all invited back next week to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Or that is, spooks and spells. Take your shirt off. Y'all come back now. You hear?
Your support to the show by becoming a Patreon and purchasing some merch on the official website, tnhar.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Horror Basement Podcast and on Twitter at Horror Basement 1. And don't forget to leave the show a review. 5 stars are always appreciated. Thanks for your support.